Port's GM of Footy Ops is Chris Davies, CD. Love him, doing a great job down there. We'll get him shortly. Just a news bulletin text. It's one of my Lynn Office Furniture text line. News bulletin, Kurt Tippett to come out of retirement to help Adelaide. Oh, Bigs. They're getting into him. The boot's going whoosh.
Okay, let's get to Chris Davies. He's the footy boss at Port Adelaide, and as we approach a busy time of year for that position. Chris, welcome to the show.
Mark, Stephen, how are you, boss?
CD.
Very well. Now, is that fair assumption to make as you work into trade week? Things are about to get pretty hectic for you?
Yeah, it's amazing. It starts earlier year on year, doesn't it? It's the grand final finishes, and straight away we turn straight into trade period. So the official stuff starts next week, but fair to say that you're seeing across the competition, most of it ramps up, doesn't it?
Let's start with Billy Frampton, who yesterday announced his intentions to seek greater opportunities elsewhere. Did that come as a surprise?
Oh, not really. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you know, Bill, out of contract, probably hasn't got the opportunities that he wanted. And realistically, you know, the reality is our coaches have played a number of players in front of him this year. So, yeah, we had hopes for Bill, but at the end of the day, he's wanting greater opportunity, and yeah, we're pretty pragmatic about it. We've now got to find an alternative for the club that suits our needs as much as it does Bill's.
Has he given you any indication of which club he wants you to deal with?
No, he hasn't at the moment. Fair to say that he's just spoken about more opportunity. I'm sure that over the next 3 or 4 days, we'll get a better indication of which clubs, you know, are after him, and that'll play out, you know, at the start of the trade period, I'm sure.
Crows won. Would you try and do a deal with them?
Oh, look, I mean, I think that the Crows have probably registered some interest with his management. I mean, that's something for the guys across the road to talk about. But, you know, Billy's out of contract. We've got to make sure that the club gets, you know, a fair and reasonable deal for a player that we had some high hopes for, but who didn't get as much opportunity as he wanted.
Okay, let's whiz through a few. Paddy Ryder has said he wants to go to St Kilda. That'll happen?
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, I you can't say that it's definitely going to happen other than to say that he's nominated St Kilda as the team that he wants to go to, and Jason Cripps, our list manager, will obviously work with James Gallagher over there to get a deal done. But, yeah, he's certainly identified as the Saints as the team he wants to go to.
Okay, Sam Gray, where's he at?
Look, Sam's an interesting one. I think, you know, at the moment he's in a bit of a hole position. I think that there's, you know, a number of those smaller forwards around the competition who are, you know, who are looking like they're going to move clubs. So I think, you know, for Sam, he might be in a bit of a holding pattern. But, you know, he's a player that, you know, we've said previously, I mean, we spoke to his management this year about Sam staying. We couldn't, I guess, agree on some terms. You know, at that particular point in time, it'll be interesting to see how the trade period falls for Sam.
Okay. Dougal Howard?
Look, Dougs is a player who's contracted to our club to 2022. So, you know, right now he's a guy who, you know, we've got some hopes for, you know, 199-centimetre player who can run, doesn't grow on trees. You know, Dougal has, you know, played the first half of the year in defence. He's played the second half of the year as a forward. You know, I think fair to say, you know, right now, you know, we've got more of a need forward of the ball for someone like Dougal than as a defender. But, you know, I think as it stands right now, I can't see Dougal not being at our club in 2020 and beyond. As I say, he's contracted to 2022.
If you had to describe what you're going into with the trade period, Chris, last year, with the your ability to get rid of some of more established players in Pollock and Wingard and get some really high draft picks, and you went to the draft with it, how would you describe your approach this year? Will it be similar? Do you need to top up talent, or are you going to develop the talent you've got, or do you feel like there are some definite needs that you need to fill at the trade table?
Yeah, look, I mean, 12 months down the track, Mark, I'm sure that people have a better view of the decisions that were made last year. Obviously, it's hard at the time when you're making some decisions to look at, you know, a draft pick or whatever it might be that's coming in for a player who's going out. But, you know, we'd like to think that, you know, with Rosie, Dersmer and Butters, that, you know, we've got three players who are going to be, you know, long-term players at the footy club. I don't think that we're going to have the same, talent leave our list this year as probably what we did last year. You know, our next 12 months is certainly going to be about developing the the younger guys who are on our list and topping up with some talent where we possibly can. Obviously, we've got a pick in, I think it's pick 10 now with the Gold Coast assistance package. So that slides down one. We've got a second round pick. We don't have a third round pick at the moment. We've got multiple fourth round picks. So we'll be looking to get as high up again as the draft board as we possibly can, whilst also making sure that we develop the talent that's on our list.
Philosophically, as a club man, the Suns have got Mark Tent. This is their 10th rescue package. What do you think about them compromising the draft, the AFL, for the next 3 years? Your pick 9 goes to 10?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an interesting situation the clubs find themselves in, because the reality is we don't have any insight into the AFL's decision-making other than looking at, win-loss as the decisions that they've made. I mean, ultimately, this will help the Suns get more talent onto their list. I'm not sure if there was a part that the AFL spoke about with regard to Gold Coast retaining talent. And I guess, ultimately, whatever happens with the assistance package, time will tell whether there's been success for it or not. But I did hear Dave Noble yesterday talking about what Brisbane went through. And interestingly, before this season, Gold Coast have won more games than what Brisbane had over the last 3 or 4 years. So, I think things can change really quickly. But without really knowing why the AFL have given it, it's hard for the clubs to really comment. And I know, Andrew Fagan's comments were probably similar in the sense that, we understand at the end of the day that it's the AFL's decision to make, but we don't really have any great insight as to the reasons why they've made it, I guess.
Jared Schofield, is he presented to the Crows?
I'm not sure if that is the case or not, but Scully's done a good job in his first year as our midfield coach. So, he's one guy that I'm sure has a fantastic coaching future in front of him. And, I think from our perspective, we want him to be at our club in 2020 and beyond. Okay.
And Freddie, was he asked or not? Freddie Besson?
you're probably best asking Nate. I'm not sure.
Michael Voss, Matty Nix.
That's right. Well, look, obviously someone like Nix has done a good job over time, but I'm not in the business of telling the Crows what to do.
And equally,
they're unlikely to tell me what to do, so we'll let that play out.
CD, busy time. All the best. We'll keep in touch. Porch General Manager of Footy, Chris Davies, thanks for your time.
Good on you guys.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Davies there, giving us an update on where Port Adelaide sit with their trade period approaching. We're going to take a break. Jenny Williams not far away. We'll speak with Bruce Gitte. Also, where are they now? He's an absolute superstar of our state. Played at 3 different clubs here. We're going to take a break. Be back shortly.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.